good morning.
How's the city buzzing for Oscars?
Oh, yes. City's big time buzzing. We've got so much going on. In fact, they've announced some changes to the Oscars this year. Okay, here's the first thing. It's 19 days and counting. The producers of the show, you probably know by now, is one of the judges from So You Think You Can Dance, the Adam Shankman. You
right.
know who he is? Yeah. He did Hairspray. He's the director, choreographer of that movie. And Bill Mechanic, who's the former Fox executive. They say, you've never seen an Oscar like this show. 10 Best Picture nominees that we already know. Here's a new one. There are going to be no song performances.
At all?
None?
None. But they're all so boring at the Oscars. I don't mind.
Yeah, no, I don't mind either. It seems
I
to
like
drag
the
it out
singing.
A little bit.
I like the singing. I like the singing.
Oh, did you see last year? It was like, blah,
blah. If I want to see singing, I'll watch the Grammys.
Yes, I agree. Or American Music Awards.
You guys are harsh.
So the artists who are nominated for the best original song will not be singing their songs. Nope. Instead, their music is going to be played over footage from the movies during the montage tributes.
I like that. Oh.
Just where it belongs.
Yeah, okay. I like it.
And get this. Adam really knows what's hot today. He's thinking of replacing that with some of the reality show stars who do the dance numbers. So instead of getting those boring songs, we're going to get dance numbers.
Instead of that, we're going to get boring dance numbers.
Oh, come on. Like, so you think you can dance or Dancing with the Stars?
No.
I'd sooner have the singing.
Actually, last night's Olympics were Dancing with the Stars, and So You Think You Can Dance. The costumes and the dancing and the male skaters, wow.
Yeah, that's just in curling alone. See the Norway pants? What is wrong with that picture?
Oh, I watched the men's figure skating. It was so good. So good.
Also, Anne, I was reading something this morning about the Oscars as well, that the winners are being told to have 2 acceptance speeches.
Yes. They told them to do that last year, but nobody listened. So now they're telling them again, this is what we want you to do. Come out on stage and share your passion on what the Oscar means to you, which is true. That makes the best part of the speech. While you're on stage, do that. And then when you're backstage on a webcam, you can thank all the agents and the managers and the studios and everybody. Yeah, right. They're never going to do that.
No.
It's their moment to say, thank you, Paramount. Why don't you hire me again, Mr. Paramount?
Yeah.
So that's not going to happen. Now,
why thank your agents and stuff, though? I mean, and your accountants and your lawyers. I mean, you're paying these people. They're doing their job.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you got to thank them because especially like the agents, they don't have to work that hard for you. The accountants, yeah, you don't have to thank the accountants. And you
but
don't
that's
have to
what
thank
the Oscars is all about. You know, the music starting and them cutting them off. And, like, that's why I watch.
Yeah, exactly.
I also want to ask you, because I like Kevin, Jay Leno's guitar player, almost as much as I like Jay Leno. Is he leaving?
Yeah, why do you like him so much?
Because I like his.
That's all he does.
Yeah. Yeah.
He slouches back and goes,
Oh, Jay, you're funny.
But I like funny. His laugh. Yeah. His actually, laugh makes me laugh.
Just once, I'd like you to do that to me, Beach. Jay, you're funny.
She does that all the time.
No, she doesn't. She goes,
I
hate you singing. I don't like it when you sing.
Okay, well, he is. He's going to come back after the Olympics when Jay starts on March 4th, but he's only going to stay a little bit of time, and then he's leaving. He wants to tour. He says he wants a change, and he wants a chance for new opportunities. Maybe he's worried that there's going to be a sinking ship, and he wants to get off early.
Yeah, I was thinking the
same
thing.
Never thought of that. Huh?
He's a jazz guitarist. See how my brain works? I'm just saying, maybe he's thinking about that. He's a jazz guitarist by trade. But we don't know the exact date that he's going to be leaving. But he wants to spread his wings and do other things. But you know what? You don't leave The Tonight Show until they leave you.
Well, that's kind of that's a no-brainer. I mean, that's a pretty easy gig that he's got that pays a lot of money.
Oh, my goodness.
Come on.
Even if you're bored, you just ride it till the train's over.
Exactly. Play your guitar. And
to be honest with you.
It's a recession, folks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you have it, Chatillus Hollywood. We will see you tomorrow.
Talk to you then.